Yesterday, the Buccaneers tweeted out, and then of course on Instagram, all their social media platforms. It was Tom Brady in a Bucs uniform, but it was very low lighting, so right. You couldn't really see detail. It was kind of like a horror movie. You could just see kind of a silhouette and a tiny edge of the color of the jersey and the helmet. And they asked a question: when should we release the photos of Tom Brady in his new Buccaneers uniform? And then everybody was, you know, yesterday, right now. And then Tom Brady retweeted it and said, how about tomorrow? And then they retweeted him and said, maybe. And then we kind of saw it coming. And today it happened, baby. Today, the Buccaneers released real photographs, not this Madden mock-ups we've been looking at since April.
Yeah, the Photoshopped ones. And they're really good at doing Photoshop.
That's fine.
But you can just tell.
A lot of them, they have the old Bucs uniform on them. Those piss me off. It's like, oh, look at that, Tom Brady. I was like, that's not the uniform, man. You got the old alarm clock numbers on, Tommy?
Oh, yeah.
Don't do that, Tommy.
It's a new age. With Tom, he brought new, good uniforms.
Uh-huh.
We have one of the best uniforms in the league now, dare I say.
Definitely
up there.
Well, they ranked them. I forget what website that ranks the uniforms, but I think the Bucs were like number 4 or 5, and they went from like number 29 or 30.
They were bad.
Very, very excited. The pictures, we'll post them up on the Johnny B Show Facebook page. Will and I both couldn't contain ourselves. We both posted at least one picture on our social media earlier because it's just too damn exciting, man. It's too damn exciting. Tommy Brady, he does some good poses, too. You know, he's got one where he's, like, pointing to his side, like, hey, thank O.J. Howard, hey, run the right route. Like, he's saying that. He's got one where he's – I mean, they're really good wallpapers for your desktops and stuff. The one where it's just like, it's like real close to his, he's like, it's like over his shoulder and he's kind of looking over, smiling, like, yeah, I'm the goat, bitch. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, makes me so happy.
Which are your, so we were talking about it during the break.
Yeah.
And you were like, man, those pewters are so sick. And they
are. I love them.
The color rushes are good. I think I like the white uniforms. And I hate, generally, just the all white.
The white's my least favorite.
For some reason, I don't know what it is, if it's just the numbers that contrast it so well.
I mean, it looks good on them.
I thought the white is, I think the white is, is that the away uniform or the home uniform?
Away.
That's the away one?
They look sharp.
That's my favorite one.
They look super sharp, but I never like white jerseys for myself because I wear them like once or twice and there'll be a stain on it.
Yeah, it just
sucks. I don't like any white clothes at all.
Yeah,
because I'm fat. We drop stuff on ourselves.
It happens, man.
Constantly. So, but in the photo collage that they put out, I think it's like 5 or 6 photos. But the one in all pewter, he's like cocked back like he's going to throw the ball. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
You know what you can kind of see, though, which I just noticed?
What?
You can kind of just see where his skin elasticity, because he's getting older.
Oh, come on.
It's just on his elbow. He's got like 3 ripples.
Oh, will you stop it?
I know. I'm being picky. I'm just saying he's getting older.
Come on. He's not old.
He's not old. He's 42.
Come on. There's nothing stopping Tommy.
He's getting up there, though.
No way, man.
You know, you could tell the elasticity. The collagen.
He don't have lunch lady arms.
No, he doesn't have lunch lady arms, but you could just tell the velocity of his arm going back.
He is the savior, the savior of Tampa Bay. He's gonna turn it around.
He's got a little bit of old man arm going on.
Nah,
that's okay,
bro.
He's an old man. It's all right.
Nah.
He's ancient for football.
No way, dude. The guy eats avocado ice cream. I've heard that he just eats like stem cells and aborted fetuses just to stay young.
Yeah, he's got his TB12 supplement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
He's got the one for your immune system.
Yep.
That some of the local outlets claim.
I think it's called Protect or something.
That claim that was a coronavirus, that he's peddling coronavirus.
Oh,
I don't know where they.
Well, no, they were just like, how dare he take advantage of the situation?
Well, they kind of insinuated that it was for a coronavirus cure. I don't know where they
got
that from.
All he said was, hey, if you're trying to boost your immune system right now, we got a great supplement for it.
I think it was just the timing of it because we were in the midst of the pandemic and it was but I think it was just the time that the product came out. Like, I don't know.
Well,
maybe
most people were bitching about the price of it. He's gouging people $40. Ugh. You don't have to buy it.
Right.
The guy, it's his business. He's a businessman. But he's supposed to not, promote his business? People are dumb. At least he's offering you a product that, if you look at the ingredients, they're all proven ingredients. It wasn't like some sort of snake oil.
I don't know if they're proven, but...
Yeah, a lot of the stuff in there was. It's zinc and vitamin C and all that stuff.
I don't know if it's proven.
Sure!
I wouldn't say that.
No, zinc is...
I take zinc.
Yeah, but that's one of the things they give COVID patients, is zinc. It's like automatic.
I think there's some anecdotal evidence with these types of supplements.
You ever take Airborne?
Yeah, I take Airborne all the time.
Zinc.
Every day. I know.
That's the key
to
it.
Vitamin C and zinc.
Yeah, man. Give it to them.
But I don't think it's proven.
I think it is. To shorten the life of colds, maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Johnny B. Show, Zinc Hotline. How can I help you?
Black and White Show. I just want to talk to Johnny B. and Will.
Oh, yeah! Oh. Black and White Show, what's going on?
Whoa.
How can we help you?
Whoa. Well, hold up. I'm listening to the radio and...
Oh, man.
Hey.
Yay. What's up?
I got a job interview tomorrow, but if you want me to come and work with you tomorrow, replace the one that's gone.
Oh.
We'll do that.
Yeah. I don't think...
No, come on. You know I got content. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah, we got this, this whole... quarantine things. You can't have people in a studio.
Wear masks. Yeah. Why are you guys able to go in there?
Because we work here.
Yeah, we're here. We provide the content. We're what they call talent.
Hey,
yeah.
I had to get a CPAP thing too. So how about if I wear that in there?
Yeah, you have sleep apnea?
Yeah, it was severe. When I tested at my house,
You're fine.
I quit breathing for 33 times.
What? That's crazy. You sure they weren't holding a pillow over your head while you were asleep?
What, you mean DMX? Maybe.
Anybody, really. That's crazy.
Oh,
that's crazy. Snap. That's nuts.
Where's your job interview at, Cheryl?
Oh, yeah, we want to know.
Is it a snow cone truck?
She's working with Daniel.
Yeah.
What?
What kind of work is it?
A produce store.
Oh, okay.
Produce stand. Okay. All right. So you are working with fruit and vegetables. Do you have experience with the?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Way back when.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? Like, sell me some produce right now. Like, if you had to pitch produce to me and Will.
You don't have to sell anybody produce. They go in there and they want whatever vegetables that they get. You're not selling anything.
But you have to have information on it, though. Like, if they ask you, like, hey, what region of Georgia are these peanuts from? You could probably tell them. Right?
Nobody asks that. No, nobody asks
that.
You
got to be a professional. What if they say, hey.
No, you're just ringing up their produce. That's all it is. It's $11 an hour. My God. It's not like
Excuse me, Black White Cheryl. I bought a seedless watermelon, and there's seeds in it. I would like a refund, please. I brought a receipt.
Oh, spit the seeds out, bitch.
Damn.
Damn. I like your attitude.
She's making the same amount as Daniel. Daniel's
I know.
15.
That's
still make more than I do.
They got the same level of education.
Yeah.
Hey, I got my AA. Stop
oh,
it.
Oh, you. Hey, man, everybody needs a 12-step program. You know what I'm
saying?
Yeah.
You
come on. What do you got your AA in?
Just general.
Okay.
It took like 4 years to do it. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Where'd you go?
$40,000 is still alone.
She got a minor in produce, baby. $40,000 for an AA?
That's insane, Cheryl.
Good God, where'd you go to Harvard?
No, SBC, man. I was just raising my kids.
$40,000 for an AA degree? Are you
out of your mind?
How
long did it take? 11 years?
Raise your kids. I was just playing the program, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-uh.
Instead of going working three jobs to raise your two boys, go to college and work off the student loan. Yeah.
Oh.
At $11 an hour, you're gonna get a job for $11 an hour though, and you have $40,000 in debt. I have about $40,000, but I have a bachelor's degree, which is insane.
He's got a bachelor's degree.
Don't pull money off of my income tax refund.
She waiting for the tax money to see you pay on it. Oh, what's wrong with you, Black White Cheryl?
Made some bad decisions in life.
You're making bad decisions.
No, but I raised two good boys. So
two good boys.
I messed everything up.
Two good babies. Babies aren't bad. Now they're grown up and they look like the dad and said, Mama, I need some avocado. She said,
hey,
I'm glad you
asked. Why don't you ask me what my boys do?
I don't know. What'll they do? Hopefully they're not going to school as long as you.
They're both in Alaska.
Oh, they went to Alaska?
A major in chemistry.
A major chemistry? That's what we call drug dealers in Alaska.
THC from cannabis and put it in vape pens.
That's right.
Making a killer amount of money.
I nailed it. Will the boys selling weed? Good decision. Hey, Cheryl.
Yeah.
You ever thought about selling weed?
Why?
Because it's good money in a girl. $11 an hour would make me turn to crime. I ain't gonna sell no Rodicchio to some damn street asshole talking, hey, Cheryl, give me some fruit. Come to me with all that you do. You go to school for 14 years for a damn double A. And then you say, oh, no, around the way, a Cheryl. Did you meet DMX in college?
Oh, yeah, right. That's a good one.
Yeah, you know, every now and then I
call it, don't call DMX dumb.
Oh, that's messed up.
That's messed up, sure.
No, not dumb, but he's simple but lovable.
Can he read?
Put it that way.
She called him simple.
No. Can DMX read?
Simple.
Yes, he can.
He can, okay. Can he write?
Come on.
Yes, he can.
All right. Well, that's all you need.
you're right. He didn't graduate from high school.
That's all right. That don't mean nothing.
Can your son get us some weed?
Oh, my God. He sent me THC oil.
Oh, that's the best. You cook with it. You can make butter out of it and get.
No, I know.
What?
I know. And plus vape pens. Mostly. Oh, my God. I shouldn't say that because I don't think it's like okay that he sends me this stuff from Alaska.
You want to get high?
Yeah.
You don't think it's good to send Alaskan weed?
No. I don't think it's legal.
Oh, so your son's a criminal.
Yeah, probably. He don't care. He's my son. I don't care. You just like, you push the limits, so we're not killing anybody. Uh-oh, now what?
Sometimes when you're doing a crappy job as a mom, you make excuses like, hey, at least we're not killing nobody, but I'm helping my son facilitate a federal crime.
Oh,
I hope I don't have to drop a dime to keep myself out of jail. What the hell? My son's in an Alaskan prison. Oh, it's so damn sad. Oh, wait, do I talk to his dad? Good thing I'm not sure who the man really is. Oh, my son's a prisoner. What?
My boy's dad?
Yeah, what about him?
No.
He's in prison with your son.
White guy.
He's a racist white guy?
Yeah, you know where he is.
So many layers to Cheryl's life.
I know, right?
Oh, it's messed up, Cheryl. It's messed up. All right, well, thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
It's Dan.
Oh, screaming again, Dan. What's up, dude?
What's up, man?
Nothing. How can I help you?
You should become a singer, man, honestly. You got the voice of angel.
I just I like to mess around. You know, it's not like I flaunt it or anything like that. But since you mentioned it, Dan, Daniel likes to scare people every October in a little town called Dade City. One time he jumped out at me and I looked at my pants. I said, look at that. They're looking kind of shh. So what are you doing tonight?
Driving home right now. Just got off of work.
Oh, it's nice. Yeah. So what's the call for? You got something for us?
No, I was just calling about you and your singing. You should do something like Adam Sandler and become like a comedy singer.
Sure. I'm in.
I mean, that'd be pretty cool.
All right. I think I'll do it. One more thing.
I almost forgot.
What?
Sometime soon, I need to figure out a way to get in contact with you. That way I can send you actual invitation to my fiancé, my wedding.
Oh, you could go to my website and send me an email. Email johnnybcomedy.com. There's a little button on that says get it, Johnny B. You can send a goddamn invitation to me. I just had a stroke and couldn't say the word. I had a stroke. I'm super fat and I might have COVID-19. Oh, I gotta pee. All right, see you later.
And everything there.
God bless. See you.